So what all is going on the agenda? I understand you're going to have, or at least going to be discussing, some changes with your public participation.
Yeah, this was a hot topic. You know, we had, with all of the Moms of Liberty and all the library things, and in the past, it seems like when we have a hot topic and people, when this ordinance was written, it was in the gist of giving the opportunity for people to speak, which I agree with. But when the topics sometimes are a little bit juicy and the public participation, in my opinion, I put this on the agenda so that we could talk about the organization of it, mm-hmm. not really the context of it, because in context, I believe in public participation, because it's the only way we can know mm-hmm. what the public wants us to know and what problems they have. So I believe in people having the opportunity to come up to the podium and speak for 3 minutes, given their address. But what I saw as president running that meeting was it seemed to be a little bit chaotic and time consuming to the point that we couldn't even finish our business of the city. Mm-hmm. So when it gets in the way of the business of the city, as president, I feel that there needs to be some conversation as far as reorganization. And we're not trying to veto it, but we need to talk about reorganization, Mark, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got comments before the meeting and comments after the meeting. Would you do something like limit the pre-meeting minutes to like 30 minutes of comments or something
so
like that?
So we do have public participation, but the first 3 minutes of public participation involves, as far as our structure of government, involves only the agenda items. Mm-hmm. The second part at the end, and if there's, so that part always comes previous to an executive session, and so there's still business to be done. Sometimes we take action, sometimes we don't, but there's business to be done. So in the second public participation, this is for the good of the order per Robert's rule. This means you can speak about anything that's on your mind. You can talk mm-hmm. about the butterflies if you want to talk okay. about the butterflies, and the insects or birds, which we've had all of these conversations, or the ducks, you know.
Okay, sure.
This is where these things come up, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. But when there's a volume of people and there's two sides like we had, I believe that's when we get in trouble, because everybody wants to speak. And a lot of times when they speak, even when I say, hey, if you have the same thing to say or if there's any type of redundancy, please check that box as if they've spoken for you. Well, you say that as council president, but then people will continue to come up mm-hmm. and repeat and repeat and repeat the same information. And it's dual on both halves because there's a comment and a rebuttal, right? So even if it's redundant, you're going to have somebody with a thought that comes up. And they have 3 minutes. But if you got, like the last time, I think it took us 2 hours or so.
Oh, gosh.
So to the point. Yeah. So my point is, you know, a lot of people as chairs, you know, to be able to speak like that, even though you're having public participation, you have to sign up. You have to come in earlier that week and sign up on the list so we'll know who you are. You give your address. And the last thing that I want to bring up, speaking of addresses, we had the most disruption that we had was from people from Mobile and different places that were in our council meeting causing disruptions. That to me seems out of order when okay. you're not even a constituent and you're here in the public participation and you're filibustering in our public participation, but you're not even a constituent. You just want to get a point across, but it's a point that does not concern you as a community person or a taxpayer mm-hmm. in Fairhope. Something has to be organized about that.
Uh-huh.
You see, so this is why I think that there's a possibility and this is why I put it on the agenda. So everybody, these are all my opinions. This is something that I put on the agenda so I can hear the opinions of the council and hear the feedback from all the other council members so that we can have the opportunity to discuss and see if we can have a good conversation and come up with a win-win.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So it was a hot topic, though, because people thought, you know, they think if you put it on the agenda, it means it's already voted for. But it's not. It's just on the agenda. We still have to vote on it.
Yeah, remember, it does just move at the speed of government.
That's so. Exactly, you know, so but yeah, but I think I got inundated with some conversation about that this weekend. So I figured I should speak on that a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Well, speaking of discussing things, the historic district has historic district has come up for discussion. So what's the ruling and such with that? Or
today it would get voted up or down today, and I don't know which way that will go. I believe we've done our due diligence as far as listening to both sides of the pendulum as it swings. Be that as it may, we've had conversations and work sessions about this historical preservation ad nauseum. I think, in my opinion, we have formulated a draft, an instrument that will appease both sides of the pendulum. This is something that we customize. We still have it in order to where we can get our government, our city government, as far as the historical district, the way we've customized the instrument. I feel pretty good about the historical preservation ordinance. I don't know which way it would be voted, but I think it's in a good standing.
Okay, and this is the kind of thing that the council's talked to both sides about with?
Yes, that's our job. You know, we want to hear, we want to get it right, you know. We want to try to put something in play to kind of preserve the history of Fairhope. But at the same time, though, Mark, we don't want to be some type of totalitarian, you know, where you get a mad person that's really has a upside on architectural design, a paint color, little petty stuff that she gets overpowered or he gets overpowered with on any type of commission. And you know, you can have that in a historical preservation. Sure. So it needs to be talked about. Mm-hmm. And nobody that's a property owner wants or needs that stress in their life. So we agree. And I speak mostly, I believe the majority of the council agrees that if we were in that situation, empathetically, we would not want that. And we have some councils that are in that situation. We would not want that. So we have to take all those things seriously. And I think we've created something that we don't have to worry about those little things like that. We don't give that type of power to people to be that particular totalitarian dictator in a historical preservation. And I think that's what people are worried about, their property rights.
Okay.
And I don't disagree with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else do we have coming up on the agenda?
You know, most of the other things on the agenda are just pass-throughs of business. We've got a lot of our lift stations that we're putting out to bid and getting ready to prepare. The Doghouse lift station is one of them. We're still doing our wastewater plant with the screening and those projects by Krebs. Just a lot of utilities, not a lot of sexy things on the agenda besides those two items. The rest of the items are all operational and business as usual.
Okay.
Let's see. So the principles, that's something we can talk about. So, you know, in the work session, we've been talking with all of our five feeder pattern schools with our principals as far as every time we want to talk about the three-mill tax and the referendum that we passed for the 30 years, mm-hmm. the money that goes to the school system. And we have all of our feeder pattern schools come in and give a presentation, which some people should tune in and listen to because they can see where the three-mill money is going for our students and our kids. And it's unbelievable the things that we're doing for our kids right now in the school system with that three-mill tax. And that thing is escalating as far as its growth. And it's pretty impressive, Mark, to be honest. I think we've set a good standard across Baldwin County as far as the three-mill tax. So I think we have a presentation from what, if I'm on the correct one, no, that's January. But still, every end of the month, we have a principal that comes in and speaks on the three-mill tax. One of the things on the work session is a presentation by by our forester, which is we had a forester in the city, and his name is Justin Hammers. And he'll do a presentation on the Noel Park restoration plan, which I thought was pretty cool. We will have some restorative things that we do to Noel Park, which is right there by the bluff. And I think to organize that and have that looking like Fairhope. I'm excited to see what he has to say and his plans about what he's going to do about the park. So that's something to look forward to. Let's see here. We're also, that's boring. We're still discussing the Fairhope handbook, which took a lot of work, and I'm excited and glad that those people took the time, all the supervisors, director, and the mayor took the time to do this. We haven't had a new handbook since 2015, so it was for us to reorganize with all the ordinances that we've had. It was time for us to reorganize our employee personnel handbook, so I had to go through that as well. Let's see, construction of building permits. No, that's nothing. That'll be about building permits. And we're doing an audit as far as our accounting audit that'll happen in work session as well. So a big work session for sure. But nothing really, that's it. I mean, we have an audit for our monies, and we're talking about a presentation at Noel Park as far as the work session is concerned.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you. Corey Martin, Fairhope City Council President. What time's the meeting start tonight?
We'll start at 4:30.
Okay, and that's closed session. That's the work session.
That's the work
and
session.
Then open session will be at
6.
At 6. Okay,
yes.
So if folks have anything to say or add to it, come on out and
and
be a part of it. People have the government that they deserve. So
that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Mark.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Well, thank you, Corey. You can give them something to talk about, and so does Bonnie Raitt. Here's Bonnie on 1480 WABF.